Psalm 8. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Who am I and why do I matter? How do I belong in the universe? This struggle to figure out who we are and why and if we matter in the greater scope of the universe is a question that's been around for a long time. Generations of people have wondered who they are and why they matter and even why God cares about them. In fact, this question of who I am and how do I matter? It's addressed all the way back in this psalm. And we even get an answer. And to find out that answer, we have to look at the structure of this psalm. Because the thing we're going to see is that in the way that this psalm is structured, it answers the questions of who we are, how God cares for us, and why we matter. Now, if you had looked this Psalm 8 up in the Bible, you would find that while it has verses like a normal psalm, it's also separated in most Bibles into five different kind of chunks. The first chunk starts off with, O Lord, our sovereign, and talks about how the Lord is our sovereign God. So in our mind, we're going to call that section Lord. And then the second chunk, it starts with, you have set. And it talks about the works of God, in this case, God overcoming enemies. So we're going to call that section you. So far then, we have Lord and you. Then the third chunk, it starts with when I look, and it talks about us as humans. So we're going to call this section I. So we have Lord, you, I. And then the fourth chunk, it starts with, yet you made. And it recalls God's work of blessing people. Oh yes, God's work, we've seen that before. Remember the section 2 that we called you. So we're going to call this section you as well. So we have Lord, you, I, you. And then the final chunk is actually identical to the first one. Praising the sovereign Lord. So we'll call this one Lord again. So in the structure of this psalm, it is Lord, you, I, you, Lord. Now why does any of that matter? How does that answer the question of who we are and how God cares about us? Well, let's think about that structure. Lord, you, I, you, Lord. The I is in the middle. It's surrounded by the you, which are the works of God, and then on the outside, the Lord. So then who are we? We're people who are surrounded by God. What does it mean to be surrounded by God? Surrounded by the gracious works of God and by God himself, the sovereign Lord who created us? Well, it means that we're not left out there in the middle of nowhere, left to our own devices to figure out who we are. We're not a singular I just floating around in the universe with no purpose or meaning. Rather, we're not alone. God is with us. Instead, our very identity is formed in this place, surrounded by God. And as people who are surrounded by God, we can get to know God, know who God is. And the more we get to know God, the more we also get to know ourselves. We know who we are because we know whose we are. We are God's. So then as a people who are surrounded by God, we learn who we are as we discover more of who God is. And those sections of the psalm, the Lord and the you sections, they tell us a lot about who God is. The Lord section tells us, O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. God is sovereign over all the earth. All of creation is meant to worship. God's power extends through all creation. And this power and this sovereign, we see it in the first you section, which gives God dominion. God has power over evil. God's goal is to order creation for good. So who is God? Well, God creates, and God sustains creation, and God has power over creation. But then in the second you section, we learn something a little surprising about who God is. We see that these humans that he cares for, he also gives us dominion as well. God is powerful and God is creator, but God also cares for us and trusts us. For as this part of the psalm tells us, you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You've given them dominion over the works of your hands. You've put all things under their feet. Then the God who surrounds us is powerful, creates, has dominion, and sustains. And the God who's around us also created us and gave us power and dominion over creation. So then who are we? We're people surrounded by God who do God's work. We matter. And you know how we know that we matter? How we know that God cares for us? Because God has given us meaningful work. God has called us to care for creation and all in the same way that God cares for us. They could be the sheep or the oxen or the beasts of the field or the birds of the air or the fish of the sea that are mentioned in the scripture. Or it could be any of the creation, even each other. For as the scripture says, God's put all things under our feet. So we are called as people surrounded by God, as the I in the middle of the Lord, you I, you Lord, to care for all that God has created, to surround others with love and care in the same way that God has surrounded us with love and care. This upcoming Sunday is Father's Day, and like all good things, Father's Day has its roots in the United Methodist Church. Now, there are actually a couple United Methodist churches that try to lay claim to the first Father's Day celebration, but historians are pretty sure now that the first celebration happened on July 5th, 1908, in Fairmont, West Virginia, at Williams Memorial Methodist Episcopal Church. There was a woman at the church named Grace Golden Clayton. Now, Mrs. Clayton, she knew and she believed that she was surrounded by God, and that as a person surrounded by God, she was called to do the work of God. She also knew the pain and sorrow of losing a father, having lost her own father some 10 years previous. And knowing that pain, Mrs. Clayton saw a need. She saw a group who needed care and to know that they were surrounded by God. Because about a half a year earlier, on December 6th, there was a mining accident in the nearby mine, which killed more than 360 men, 210 of whom were fathers, leaving more than 1,000 children in the local area without fathers, which is a staggering number in a town with a population less than 12,000. Mrs. Clayton knew that these children were in need of care, that they needed to experience the love and care of God, and Mrs. Clayton knew that was her responsibility. So she talked to her pastor about having a special day to honor and to remember fathers. The only quote of hers that survives about her thinking behind the event is this: "It was partly the explosion that set me to think how important and loved most fathers are. All those lonely children and those heartbroken wives and mothers made orphans and widows in a matter of minutes. Oh, how sad and frightening to have no father, no husband to turn to in such an awful time. Mrs. Clayton believed and lived surrounded by God. And as one who was surrounded by God, she learned who she was, one who was cared for and called to care for others. So that's what she did. She saw the need of all these children in her town who needed to be surrounded by the love and care of God. She responded by giving them a time of worship to honor and to remember their own fathers. So these children, too, could know that they were surrounded by God, that they were not alone, that they are cared for, and that they matter to God and that they matter to the community of faith. And today we, too, are called to follow this kind of example because we're surrounded by God. God calls for us and God calls us to care for others. That's how we know who we are. We're people who are called to care for the world. We're surrounded by God in all that we do. God is always with us. God always cares for us. And God has entrusted us to care for others in the same way God cares for us, wholly, unconditionally, and constantly. So then, who are we? We're people surrounded by God. How do we know God cares for us? Because God, the Creator, the Sovereign, trusts us and gives us the world to care for. And why do we matter? We matter because God has given us important work. So let us go and take care of that which God has entrusted us with, because we are cared for by God.